أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سندخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. In the previous ayat we read of the great disturbing and wrongful practices of the munafiqeen, especially who were predominantly Jewish people before, and then they feigned, they acted like they accepted Islam, but actually they were still having kufr in their heart. And very many, very important points were discussed there, which Allah made to happen all in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and for the Muslim ummah to take lessons from there till the day of Qiyamah. Then the Quran Sharif, which is a unique kitab, there is no kitab like the Quran Sharif in the world. It's ajaz, all the miracles of the Quran are such that all the kitabs together cannot compare with one miracle of the Quran Sharif. And then the ajaz, the eloquence of the Quran Sharif, which is also so beautiful, also so complete, we see that also right through the Quran from the beginning till the end. Here also, after explaining all the evil qualities of the munafiqeen, of the Jews, of the kafir, Allah Ta'ala keeps that beautiful balance that now Allah explains the qualities of the righteous people. The two contrasting views are always presented. Then this is the only kitab that can give you hope in the mercy of Allah and complete hope in His mercy. And at the same time warn you of His punishment, His chastisement also fully and totally. Anyone, whether it is a person who's making bayans, an orator, a person who writes kitabs, a person who discusses with people, if he only gives one view, that is totally incomplete. If he has to give both views, and that also in a very balanced way, that you encourage people to do good, but don't just make them happy, that if you do good, you will be successful. That only if you do, but whether you do or not doesn't matter. No, you must impress upon them, they have to do the good and to stay away from the evil. Not only to think that I'm staying away from evil, but actually that I'm staying away from evil. And this the Quran does most beautifully and both most miraculously. So we should take all these great, great lessons from the Quran Sharif. After discussing all this of the evils of the Jewish people, the munafiqeen, Allah Ta'ala says, on the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who bring iman. And iman is not just the words of iman, and not just a claim that I brought iman. آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. But it means actually to bring iman in one's life. And what does it mean to have iman? To believe in Allah Ta'ala. And we have to analyze ourselves, how much do we believe in Allah Ta'ala. For example, we who came for Fajr, which is a most mubarak and a very noble act, but how many of us came with the conviction that Allah brought us? And how many of us who came with the conviction, my alarm woke me up, and then I made wudu, I went toilet, I drove my car brought me. And how many had this consciousness that it is Allah who brought me? If the alarm did not go off, or the alarm did go off but I did not hear it, well, how should I be present here? If I had a lump in my leg, or just a severe headache or toothache, perhaps I shouldn't have come for Fajr today. If I should have gone to take out my car from the garage and my remote was not working, I couldn't be able to come. My car did not start, I couldn't come. Nothing we did whatsoever. Everything Allah did. But how many of us, perhaps not one of us, we have ascribed this to Allah. that I came for, and then the car started, I came on my own. So we have got yaqeen on ourselves. We haven't got iman on Allah Ta'ala. Everything we have to ascribe that it is from Allah Ta'ala. That we are at the moment sitting here, how we can hear, our hearing facility is in order. It's only by the will of Allah. It's not a natural thing, it's not a birthright of ours to be able to hear or to be able to speak or anything or to see. It is all a gift from Allah. And a mu'min is called that person who ascribes it to Allah Ta'ala. And if we ascribe it to ourselves in the Western world, they will call him an atheist. In the Eastern world, they will call him a dahriya. And the language of the Quran will call him a kafir, who believes that he does everything and he does not ascribe it to Allah. We all should see in which category we place ourselves, whether we are mu'min with Allah and we believe Allah alone did all this, or and if we believe that Allah did it but we also did, we also help, then we are mushriks, those who associate partners with Allah. A mu'min, a khali, who is that one who believes that solely and only Allah is the doer. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have that quality first of all. Secondly, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, a natural offshoot of that quality is to do righteous deeds, like coming here for Fajr now. You know, we made our sunnahs, we made our prayers, we are listening to a dars of Quran Sharif, all these and many other amali saliha. But in there also, we should check our niyas. How many are coming just that we make ourselves happy that for 10 years I made my fajr with Jama'ah, for 20 years or whatever, and how many are doing it for the pleasure of Allah? Even if my one fajr with Jama'ah is accepted by Allah, everything is done. That it must be amal saliha, of those amal which are done solely and only for Allah. Amal saliha are those amal which are done according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all made our fajr, but how many of us made our fajr correctly? When we raised our hands, did we raise them according to sunnah or according to our habit? When we fastened our hands, did we fasten them according to sunnah or according to our habit? Did any one of us give any thought what is the sunnah of how to fasten the hand? When we went into ruku, sajda, the whole namaz, if amal is saliha, are those amal which are done according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is done according to custom, how people make, or what my habit is, or what I think is right, then that doesn't qualify as amal is saliha. Amal is saliha are those who pass the grade according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for those people, Allah says, سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, ان کو ہم داخل کریں گے باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے نہریں. We will make those people enter into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. Here is another very, very important point which we also generally overlook, that these namazes of ours and this iman of ours, in Jannah, it won't be this iman as we have got it yet. It won't be these amal saliha as we have got them. But they will transform into the beautiful gardens of Jannah, where we read, especially with regard to the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, which we are presently going through, where each day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. Which means rozas equal, if we keep one roza, it is like we kept 360 rozas. If we kept rozas for the 10 days, which are effectively 9 days, it is like we have kept for 3,600 years rozas. So in Jannah, rozas won't be given to us in Fitan. The palaces of Jannah will be given, the beautiful gardens of Jannah, the fruit and food of Jannah, The Hurul Ain of Jannah, all the wonderful namas that will be given. So it is up to us now, during this time, how much we want to gain that. And there it will be, all those namas, we won't have to maintain the palace of Jannah. We won't have to have 5 or 10 maids to come and clean and have so much overhead expenses. We won't have to maintain the swimming pools or the wonderful water features of Jannah. Everything will be ready found for us, only for us to enjoy and nothing else. So all that depends on this. During the 10 days, each night ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months are 30,000 nights. That means each night's ibadat is better than, not equal to, better than 30,000 nights of ibadat. And there it won't be the ibadat that we're going to get. That we made our Isha with Jamaat, we made our Fajr with Jamaat, whatever, we read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Alif Tabarak Alladhi, that we won't get there. There in return of that, we will get the namas of Jannah. The Hurul Ain, the gardens, the food, the fruit of Jannah. So how much here we are, and there without any fear of any accident happening. Yeah, many a time a person goes for a lifelong experience, a holiday, but he meets up with a tragedy. He becomes paralyzed, an accident takes place, or a person dies. There is no question of that whatsoever. It is, a person won't get sick there. A person won't come home and find that his house was burgled while he was not at home. There will be no tragedy, only enjoyment. So this is the opportunity to earn all that. So all this Allah Ta'ala says, they will get those gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. And one great quality which Allah has mentioned of there, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. Forever they will be there. رَحَا كَرِ unme hamesha. Forever they will live. Yeah, in this world you can build your most beautiful palace, your house, double story, your bedroom exactly as you want it. Your bathroom exactly as you want it. Your balcony overlooking your garden, and your garden with all the most wonderful features, but you have got the full yaqeen, I have to leave this one day. It's not going to stay with me forever. And akhirat is forever and ever. خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. It is much more superior than this dunya, and it is forever, not only for a billion or trillion or quadrillion years, forever and ever. And all the time it's going to be coming better and better according to the amal that we do in the short life of ours here. So this is what we should strive for. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّى. وَعَدَ هِي أَلَّهَ سَتْشَى. And this is the true promise of Allah. As Allah is 100% true, and it is for us to make efforts in the short life to find the truthfulness of Allah. Not that we have got doubts in the existence of Allah. Not that we have got doubt that Allah is the doer. Today most of us, unfortunately, we come for namaz, we perform namaz, we are fervent on our deen, but we have got doubt in Allah. We got doubt in the life of the qabr. We got doubt on the day of qiyamah. These are for those people, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ حَقَّى. That we have 100% conviction on the promises of Allah. Because of the lack of that promise, we want better motor car, we want a better smartphone, we want better lifestyle and holidays, we want, according to our thinking, better education for our children. This is all the weakness of, great weakness of our iman. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And what a challenge Allah has put to the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. Who is it that could have said even one word more truer than the word of Allah? But on the other hand, we reject and we just believe and we have full doubt in the words of Allah. What the scientists of COVID time, what the governments told, what the media told, what the scientists told, what our ulama of dunya told, we believed in them. And we stopped coming to the masjid. And Allah's word we did not listen to. We did not obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So in many other things also, we believe what they say. And we don't believe what Allah Ta'ala says. And Allah says, Allah challenges all the people of the world till the day of Qiyamah. Who is it that can say a more truer, a more accurate, a more perfect word than the words of Allah Ta'ala? May Allah bless us with this iman and yaqeen and save us from nifaq, hypocrisy, from kufr, from shirk, and let us die as true mu'min, and then we get the namas of the qabr and the akhirah. Otherwise it's a very, very frightening and very fearful thing that we go into when we die and we go in our qabr. May Allah guide us to righteousness. SubhanAllah.